basic chatzitzas. Again, when you're praying for the mikvah. So halacha is minigeya, chatzitzas minigeya, the mikvah, the halacha is that midiraisa, only for something which is covering rave of her body, and she's makbid, it's going to be a problem. Darbanan, even if she has something which is on a mita of her body, a small part, and she's makbid about it, then it's going to be considered chatzitzas. So okay, she goes to the mikvah, so something which she did not want there, bothers her, shtars her, something which is a mita makbid, you have to go back to the mikvah. L'chachila, a remote example from the Shari Dura, that even a mitzvah makbid, you have to try to get off. So therefore, before the mikvah, anything which is on, you have to try to get rid of it and make sure it's not there when you're preparing for the mikvah. Because l'chachila v'machmor, on everything to get off, b'di'evit, if she went to the mikvah and she came back and she found something which is kind of happens all the time. She goes to the mikvah and she comes back, she finds like a tiny in the corner of her eye, she forgot to get off a little bit of the eyelash makeup or whatever it is. So if it's something which a person doesn't care about, so then b'di'evit it's going to be considered okay. If it's something a person would care about, then b'di'evit you have to go back to the mikvah. What's that gedar of hakpada? Hakpada means on a regular matzei Shabbos, would you care about this? Would you take it off, or you wouldn't care about it? If you wouldn't care about a regular matzei Shabbos, if your wife, well, the two times, sorry. Hakpada is, there's two hakdars on hakpada. Number one is totally, if you're a makbid, it's a problem. Even if no one else is makbid. If you're not makbid, but rave people are makbid, then that also is going to be a problem. That's why chitzisha is always the most difficult, you know, for a rav, it's the most difficult thing. You have to figure out, you have to ask the person himself with a makbid, then you have to have a general, what most people are, what most people aren't, whether they're makbid. So,
most people in the world, or most people in her circles?
What do you say? It's not telling Jews, it's telling most people in your country, basically, whether they're makbid or not. It's both. And it could be the chumra both. But definitely if most people, you know, it's not telling people go to the mikvah. Put it that way. It's not telling people dafka go to the mikvah. It's telling most people around whether they're makvah on this thing or not. It's not telling dafka people.
So going out in that action or even being at home? Then I'll take it off before I go to sleep or I'll take it off in order to go out?
Either one would be a problem. That's called makvah. If you take it off pretty kind
of. Let's say it was only that I wouldn't go out like that. But
that's makvah, yeah. No, that's makvah. You go out all the time.
Wouldn't go to a wedding?
So something which is like once in a while, I wouldn't go to a wedding or then, okay, that's not considered a hakpada. But anything which is a normal thing, going out, going to sleep, something which is yom yom, that would be considered a hakpada, and that's going to be a problem. So, okay, so you have to figure out whether if she's makbid, it's a problem. Even if she's not makbid, so if your wife is regular, normal, and hygiene, you can assume most people are like that. But if she's less makbid, then it gets a little difficult. It's very hard to know many times, like, you know, you only know one person. That's why, you know, it's a little challenge, a little difficult the luck is basically if it's a mina makbid, it's brown. Mina makbid is not going to be a problem. And it's not telling you whether she take off before you go to mikvah. If she would take it off on a regular night, it's a problem. If she would not take off on a regular night, b'di'evit. Well, we try to get everything off. B'di'evit, if you don't get it off, so then it's not going to be considered a problem. But it's a shayla. I'm saying, not sure, it's a shayla. And that's the basic idea. Now, your wife, tell your wife when she goes to mikvah, if she has a shayla in the mikvah, just jump back in. Don't come home and then ask the shayla. It's always complicated. So, you know, if you have any shayla in the mikvah, go back in, take it off. What? Fine, say it. No, just go without a bracha then. Just say, you're not sure, go back in and you know, don't wait to ask the shayla. Just go back in. Fine, so go in terms of the regular standard chatzitza, so I guess we'll start with the teeth. So, when you prepare the mikvahs, you have to brush your teeth. You have to clean it in between the teeth. Whether you have to floss or not, that depends. If she generally flosses, then 100% you have to floss. If she doesn't floss and her teeth, the question really is, do rave people floss every day?
Well, the dentists tell you to.
The dentists tell you to. They tell you a lot of things too. They tell you to brush your teeth for at least 2 minutes. You do that?
Girls, yeah, the boys.
Okay.
Why does that make a difference? The shiny versus the hot people you should do
whatever. No, so the question is whether how, do you have to be choshes or something there, that's all, or not. Okay, I think, but in general, for the mikvah, I think most people do use dental floss. Now, use dental tape, not dental floss. Dental floss rips, gets stuck in between your teeth, and it has shayla or chatzitza. So, something called dental tape. It's a different thing. Just as in pharmacy, you want dental tape, not dental floss. And that's what's kedai to use. Now, in terms of temporary fillings, what?
So, like every night, or every other night?
Every once in a while, you floss, then you should, So, then for sure, you have to floss. So you get on the tape, not the floss. And in terms of temporary fillings, a very big shayla. Temporary fillings are putting in for a little while, and they're taking it out. The question is, that's going to be considered a chatzitza or not? It's a chazan shal, it is a chatzitza. And, you know, bring it back, they'll go to the dentist, and they take it out before they make the briskers of a machmer, with fillings, they just like, but al kopanim, in the rest of the world, what's makubal is that if it's going to be there for 30 days, so then it's not, we'll consider it as part of her body. It's a tooth has a mile of it. Number one, Ramesh says, number one, you put in temporary filling, and afterwards you take out temporary filling, especially you put in a permanent filling. So that area is always going to be covered. It's never going to be opened. And therefore, the mice, if you can keep it in there for 30 days, then it's okay. But if it's going to be less than 30 days, then it's going to be a problem. So what do you do if the dentist appointment is less than 30 days? What do you do? So Shlomo Zalman said, just tell her that you're canceling the appointment. And like that, she thinks it's going to be there for 30 days. And after she goes to the mikveh, you can tell you didn't cancel it. Because the pshat mice, she thought it'll be there for 30 days. Therefore, it's going to be okay. So obviously, it only works once, right? But, you know, once she thinks it's there for 30 days, then it's tough to the cuff. In terms of braces very not pashet. Kids, if you don't get braces unless you really have to, basically. You know, it's very not pashet ashayla in terms of have braces with the mikkah. If you have it, they mal asot, you don't have to take them off. But unless it's really necessary for, you know, medical purposes, it would not be recommended to get braces. If you do have braces, certain things that people change, like the rubber bands and all those things, you have to take off before you go to the mikvah.
Those are on the tooth itself. Those are on the braces.
The what?
Those are not touching the tooth. Those are touching the braces. The rubber band or whatever.
Yeah, it's not touching any part of your mouth.
It's touching
the. I don't know. I don't see it. Is it?
It's going to touch your cheek.
Touch your cheek. No, it's not going to touch.
No.
That what?
There's two rubber bands. There's around the boxes, and then there's one that's going from the top, brace to the bottom.
You know, whichever comes, whatever you normally, whatever you change, you take out once in a while. That for sure you have to take out, and whatever you don't, because if you have braces, they might solid, you know, and. And nothing to do. In terms of cutting the nails, so you have to cut your nails. Nails, basically, Ramaz Bevei Machimer. So if you go to mikveh, you don't cut your nail. You have to go back to the mikveh. If you miss a nail, the reason I have to cut the nails is because we're worried that dirt's gonna get stuck in there, or maybe you're gonna get dough stuck in there. It's common for things get stuck there. Therefore, that's why those are going to the mikveh. The ma'aseh b'diavad, if you went to the mikveh and you came back and there was a nail which you missed, the halacha is you have to go back to the mikveh.
Until you have
no white
left?
So halfway I have to do it. The minig in terms of halfway I have to cut it down is, and it's not a pretty much, we have to cut it down that just get rid of all the white. That's the lechila, that's how far you have to get rid of. It doesn't have to be ouch. You know, you don't have to cut the part which is going to hurt you. If it's going to hurt you and, you know, and it's going to be cutting your skin, you don't have to do it. What? And the bleeding is much worse. But the eved, the gather is if you go like that and you don't see it, then it's okay. Whereas if shleik and I get a bus, if you put your hands up like that and you don't see the nail, then but the eved, if you went to the mikveh and it wasn't that long, then it's not going to be a problem. So in general, right, it's not going to, unless you have pretty long nails, I mean, it's not going to be, yeah, you're okay, you're by far. Unless you have very long nails, then in general, it's not going to be a problem, but the eved. If you have a nail which is half a little bit off, then that's a very, very big problem. It's a pirish miksasa. It's like a little bit coming off a little bit. It's a hanging nail. So that even b'diavad, pirish miksasa is going to be a problem. And if it's somewhat off, then it's going. Then that's going to be a problem.
Because the place where it connects.
The place where the two pshat, the place where it connects, over there the water can't get in. That's one shy of pshat. The other pshat is that. Once it's pierced mixasay, so it's you're gonna cut it off soon. So the area which is attached, either the water doesn't get in, or the area beneath it. Because it's pierced mixasay, that's definitely going to be a serious problem, and that can be a problem even b'diavad. You have to make sure to take out a person's, make sure to take out your contact lenses before. Before, yeah, chila should be the day of the mikvah or the day before. But yeah, b'diavad. It was within 3 days, but yontav we do 3 days, but yontav we shall have shabbos.
So what about the toes and
It tells us you have to each cut
it.
For the mikveh, we'll make it do it on the same day. You want to do one at night, one during the day, it'll be a little bit better. But for that akpada, we're not machmen when you're doing it for when you're doing it for tefillas mitzvah. Yeah, do you have to take out the contact lenses to make sure they take out contact lenses? You know, that could be a problem. Some places will move the evidence, it's a problem if you don't take out the contact lenses. Who had then, you have to, very important, a lady who has a hetter for birth control and has an O-ring inside. So that's a very serious issue, saying you have to make sure to take out the O-ring before you go to the mikvah, because that stops the water getting into that area. And who had then by bedikas, where Mach would take out for the Hafsatayra, day one and day seven. You should take it out for those days, and if not, it's a very shvara shayla, saying if a person did it. So if bedikas have segrishim shvi, and by the mikveh, you have to make sure to take out the nevering. So you have to call me here, and make sure there's no chatzitzas over there. Here is very common to have chatzitzas. Take out all the knots. Ladies who have very curly hairs have to be very careful to close to the mikveh to comb your hair, because you get curly very quickly. In terms of having lice and nits, so in this country, it's much more common to have lice and nits than in America. In school, there are a lot of kids who have it, and it goes from person to person, and it goes around. You know, once, you know, for your kids in Ghana, it's not so common to get it, but once your kids in Ghana, it's very common for kids to come home and to bring home nits and lice, and it's a pretty big problem. But no one wants nits and lice in the hair. And therefore, if you have a chashash that maybe you have lice or nits, you should start combing with a lice comb a couple of days before. Try to get rid of it, because it takes a couple of days to get rid of it. There's certain conditioners to use it, the people who pick your hair, but you have to make sure, you know, lice and nits is a very serious shayla, and just start a couple of days beforehand to go ahead and to try to get rid of it. Some of your stitches, so if you have stitches which you're planning on taking out, then that for sure is a problem, and you can't go to mikvah with stitches, because the stitches blocking, the area where the stitches blocking the water, and therefore that's for sure a problem. If it's a stitch, which is dissolvable stitches, they just fall apart by themselves. That, you know, Rav Poskim or Mikkel, that would not be a problem. Being that you're not taking it out, just going to come up by itself, then the mice would not be a problem. She has to clean in her, her ears to get out all the wax, to make sure, take a Q-tip, clean it out. You don't have to go all the way in, like, you have to clean out the area which people see. That's the part which a person's mikvah on, and all the way deep in, you don't have to do it. You have to blow your nose before you go to the mikvah to make sure that you don't have anything in your nose. And you have to make sure to blow your nose before you go to the mikvah. Somebody has a cut, and you have scabs. So the chachila, if you could peel it off without bleeding, it's not going to hurt you, and it's not going to bother you, you're supposed to peel it off. If it's going to hurt or cause a person to bleed, which is going to be even worse. So then, in that situation, a person should just soak it before you go to the mikvah. It's soft, and then go to the mikvah. When you soak it before the mikvah, you should soak it pretty close to the mikvah. If you soak it in the morning and you go later, or you soak it way before, so then you lost the whole mile. The whole mile is you want it to be soft. That shouldn't be. It should be soft when you go into the mikvah. Therefore, you have to soak it as close as possible to the time when a person goes to the mikvah.
How long
do
you have to soak?
It gets soft. How long does it take? Probably 15, 20 minutes, but you want it should be soft. That's pretty soft. Somebody has dry skin, so you just take off whatever you can. You soak it, take off whatever you can get off. If you sit there peeling dry skin, whatever you can take off, you take off. And the rest, what's over there, doesn't really bother the person, therefore it's okay. Who are doing dandruff? People have dandruff, so also just the more you go like that, the more it's going to come off, right? You know, it just goes on forever. So you just, so you do regular, whatever you regularly do, it till you get off what you normally take off, and the rest is not going to exceed the chatzitzas. Fine. So after, now the person cleaned everything out, we did chafifa. We spoke chafifa last week, right? Chafifa, Ian, we spoke about that last week? Chafifa, Ian, checking yourself up, we did all that? Okay, because when you go to, right before you go to mikvah, the minute is you're getting shower again, just to be yoitza, you do chafifa shower, and you showered in and you do chafifa again in the mikvah. And very important, before she goes to the mikveh, do in again. Look yourself over, have the mikveh, look yourself over, make sure there aren't any chatzitzas, and that's very important. So in terms of the way a person goes into the mikveh, so when do you make the bracha? When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before you go in, or do you make the bracha afterwards? And the minig is that She goes in to the mikvah once, makes the bracha, and then goes in a second time. That's the way you do it. Which is the ikur? The reason why the way we're doing it is you're making a tanai. If the halacha is like the shita, that has to be after, so I want the first tefillah to be a tefillah. If the halacha is like the tefillah, that I want to be beforehand, so I want the second tefillah to be a tefillah. And that's the way it's working, and therefore you make the bracha in between. Which gets into the whole shayla. Let's say one wasn't good, the other one wasn't good. You know, it gets very, very complicated whether it's going to be good or not, because I make sure both of them are good. And then when she goes into the mikvah, so she has to make sure that her, very important, that her eyes and her mouth shouldn't be tucked too tight. When you go into the mikvah, it's just like, the mouth has to be royal b'yismayim, has to be just be loosely. If you go like that, so that area, now water can't get to. Normally a person has a mouth like that. And the whole lip is open. If you like clench your mouth, like you go like that, so that area the water doesn't go to, and therefore you have to make sure not to go like that. And the Ramah brings not even b'diavad, it could be a problem. They go like that. You have to just be d'ivuk b'nei, be loose, relax, and that's the way you should do it. Hudin, the eyes shouldn't be shut too tight. If shut too tight, also it makes folds, it's going to be a problem. It should be just be loose and. When it's loose, then it's roy lebias mayim. When I say preparing for the mikvah is very, very stressful. You know, if you find your wife is stressed out, you're not alone. It's a very normal thing. And just try to make it as relaxed as possible. Whatever works in terms of, you know, the time and, you know, the situation, whatever works best for her, you should really try to make it work, because it's very, very difficult and very stressful for the woman to go to mikvah. And don't stress them out too much with like, oh, did he do this? Did he do that? Did he do this? You know, like it's, you know, don't make more lachets than you have to. And when you make more lachets, you just make counterproductive, because then when you go to the mikvah, they're all nervous and you end up coming like that, closing their eyes and they're all stressed out. You have to be relaxed. And your job as a husband should try to be as calm and at least stressful as possible. The Rabban says, if the person goes to the mikvah, the person should not look for chatzitzas. He did what he had to do. Everything's fine. Shouldn't be trying to be chapesh acher sveikus, and when she goes, you know, she prepared for an hour, she took a shower, then quickly looked her over, and minastam, you can assume that everything was okay. Look, if you have a shayla, obviously, you have a shayla, ask a shayla, but you should not be looking afterwards to try to find shaylas. In terms of sharing after you go to the mikvah, so the Gemara Shabbos means that you're not supposed to share after you go to the mikvah. What's the reason why? Because there's a gezeira that people used to think that it wasn't the water, the mikvah water was matar, they thought maybe the shower after was matar, and if you're not a shower in the mikvah. How long you have to wait? So, lechachil, you should wait until you do something as shows she's mutter. You did chiv menishik, you did archakis, you did something which shows she's mutter already, that's the, she should wait till you shower until you did, after you did something which shows she's mutter, that's the point, you should wait for her to shower. So what time is it? Okay. I guess we'll start Vestas, see how much we get through. Fine. In terms of Vestas, the most important thing of Vestas is mark it down as soon as you have a Riyah. You have to mark it down right away, because if you wait 3 weeks and try to remember, oh, what day did I see him, and it gets confusing and you forget about the Cheshbon. So the first thing you should go ahead and write it down when you saw. Make the Cheshbon of Vestas right away, because I had a lot of times people wrote down the date and they're like, oh, I forgot about it, and then like, when was our Vestas? Oh, we had Tashas in the MFS. Like, and therefore, you should write it down right away on the calendar, all the different festivals you have, what days they are, and like that, when it comes, you'll know which day is the best. There's also a lot of the place whether we all vested their ice or vested their abundant. I think this is going to be by a Suffolk. Well, nice, we all vested their own. They're abundant. And the Nafkamini is a lady who loses her vest. Like, a lady once called me up, she had her everything, all her vests on her phone, and it fell into the water. So now she has no idea any of her vestas. So the luck is, it's the star bana and stuff with the bana kula. If you're not sure what day the best is, so, you know, b'di'avid, we're going to be mekel. When does the vestas start? So a lot of times ladies start, they start slowly and then it gets heavier. And the question is, what point do you start the actual vest? So like you know, Moshe, the place carries. So Moshe holds that if a lady starts staining and then afterwards she gets heavier, you go as soon as you start staining, that's called as chalas avest, and That's the time which you count the vestas. Pesker itself, Yashur, Shamzamin, Sitzak, they have that whenever it gets very, very heavy. The point which comes also basically when it gets heavy and the staining you would not be considered a vest, the point when it gets heavy, that's going to be the first point that you consider it a vest, and until then you would not have to consider it a vest. According to the Moshe, even if you're not Osir yet, but it showed that that's not Schalas a vest. Even if you start staining slowly, but being that we see that you're starting, therefore that
showed. You did a Bedikah during one of the vests, during the Aina, and it didn't really start yet.
So if you, on a Bedikah, we would count. If it's on Aina, you do a Bedikah, that would be considered a vest, right? That would be considered a vest. Fine. What's the lach of Yom HaVest? Everyone agrees on Yom HaVest that Tashra mitzvah Asr. That's also Chaladeus. Even if you do Bedikah, Tashra is going to be Asr. Hachokis on the Yom HaVest. Everyone agrees that there's no din Hachokis on Yom HaVest. Hachokis only during the Shivus Sinikim, and during Yom HaVest there is no din of Hachokis. Chibuk v'nishuk, that's a machlekes. Is there a chibuk v'nishuk the Yom HaVest? Similar Shabbat Avelis, and Lamaisa, we pass like the Shach. Shach is Machmer Tavalei Bracha. It's a chumrah, but it's a chumrah which is kedai to keep. You know, in general, you should keep it. You don't know if it's makom seir or whatever. Maybe it's makom v'mekel, but it's machmer tavalei bracha that you should be machmer on chibuk v'nishik. In terms of the beds being separate, you don't have to separate the beds during the Yom HaVest. Sign of Kim, yes. Yom HaVest, you don't have to separate it. But sleeping in one bed, that's the only chumrah the Shulchan Aruch says. That's only hachaka, which we're machmer on. Because of tashra mitas aser, hachaka is a mutter. Mita achas yishvi machmer for, and also chivinishik, you know, machmer tavei ala bracha.
Two beds are like exactly so that.
It's not a problem on the Yom HaVest. It's a problem on during the Zayin Kiyam, but not the Yom HaVest. Now, during the Yom HaVest, because I'm a chayv bedika, that you want to make sure, being that's the time a person is going to see, so the chayv to go out and do a bedika. How many bedikas should you do? Technically, really, you should do two. Technically, but the mitzvah is that in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people get makas because it's a very, very dry climate, and it's very common for the skin to crack. So therefore, it's probably just because I do one bedikah on Yom HaVest, because I end up doing too many bedikahs and getting scratches on cots, and end up having to be mako during the Zayin HaKiyam. So less like, you know, if you're married like 5 years already, your wife has no issues, and everything's fine. So do two bedikahs on Yom HaVest. But, you know, if I've ever had issues of getting scratches, then I would not recommend in terms of doing two, it's only good idea to do one. If you forgot to do a bedikah on Yom HaVest, so it depends. HaVest Sheni Kavua is Mutter B'diavad. And if you forgot, you didn't mark it on the day, you forgot to do a bedikah, so you're okay. If it's a HaVest Kavua, which is you saw three times, or Oina Benis, very, very important. Oina Benis, day 30, has a din of HaVest Kavua. If you forgot to do a bedikah, you're going to be Aser. You're Aser until you do a bedikah. So if you forgot to do a bedikah on Oina Benis, you have to remember afterwards, you're Aser until you do a bedikah. And it's not going to be mutter until you do a bedikah in that type of situation. When? Whenever. No, once you missed it, there's no reason to do bedikah. Finish, it's gone. In a benis, you're usher asher tivdek, and you have to make sure to go out and do a bedikah. Sometimes it can happen, like if you or your wife are flying and you're not together, and it gives them siach das. You think, like, anyhow, by the time you get back, it's going to be usher. I've had a couple times people like, you know, the wife flew, they flew, and they thought, anyhow, thank you, Minigay, as they forgot to bedika, and she didn't get her period. My says, Asa Asha Tibdik. And by anybody's have to go on and do it. What is Aina Benis? What are the Kavestas? So the Kavestas are Yom HaChidesh, Aina Benis, and Aflaga. Those are the three main Vestas which you can mark down every single time. So, what? You can do it any time. Probably towards the end of the day, probably be better, but do it any time that she's going to remember, whatever works for her. Okay, so in terms of what are the main vestas? There's Oina Beinus, there's Yom HaChidesh, and Aflaga. Oina Beinus is Stam Nashim in the olden days, at least, so every 30 days. So therefore, every 30 days would be considered a Ves Kavua. The question is, what is 30 days? 30 days in between Riyas, or on the 30th day? That's a Machlekes between the various Paiskim. And therefore, the Iker, didn't we all, the 30th day is the Iker one? But you know, the place in general in our machmer also for day 31 also is kedai to be machmer that to consider that part of the Aina Benis also, and therefore day 30 and day 31, both of them you should be machmer. How do you count 30 days? Is that important?
31 will have that chumra too, that if you forgot that you're
aser
until you
didn't. Should do a bedika. I guess in the shadow, they only do one bedika because like she has a maka. So now we just say do day 30 and forget about it. But If you're a person who can do bidikas, you should really go out and do both. How do you count the days? Very, very important. People get mixed up with this. It's the day you see is day one. And there's always a day you see, that's counted as day one, and then day 30 is 30 days later. Thing. And then 31 is the day after that. Now, on day 30, the question is, how much of day 30 you have to answer? So the place he says that since Stam women, they see on day 30, doesn't say which part of day 30 they see. They see any time on day 30. Therefore, the place he says that the whole 24 hours of day 30 is going to be also. Similar than a regular vest. So we said Eker vest is the day, and then the Zarzura at night. This is more common than that. It's that Stam doesn't see day 30, doesn't say which part of day 30. And therefore, you have to be machmer for the whole 24 hours. So I'm going to give the place the day 30, you should keep it. On day 31, you can be makel, not to do 24 hours. I mean, day 31 is a chumra. You don't have to be machmer to do 24 hours. But on day 30, you should do 24 hours. And day 31, just do whichever the ikaria was. That's the time you should keep the... That's the time you should go in and keep it. My name is Yom HaChodesh. Yom HaChodesh is usually going to be on day 30 or 31. Malay Chaser. But Yom HaChodesh is the day of the month. Whatever day you see in that month, Chodesh is that next month, you can see the same thing. It's starting a pattern, and therefore you have to keep that day the next month. You see on Dalet, so Dalet the next month, you have to be Chodesh that you're starting a pattern, and you have to keep it. Now, there was Ruz Mechadesh that, let's say a person sees during the day. So Pashas, the Oin is just during the day. There's Ruz Mechadesh that, since a normal lady starts seeing a little bit early, a lot of times you have to be Chodesh for 12 hours before, and you have to also be chayshish, and maybe she's starting to see, and maybe you have to be chayshish the night before. Also, you have to be chayshish to count it as part of the vest. What's the look of the Arzurua? The Chazan said that somebody wrote some more in the safe, you have to keep the Arzurua. The Chazan said it's a chumra for B'nai Torah. That's his mind. It's not Mekar Din, it's a chumra, and only chumra for B'nai Torah. Now, it isn't a kubal of B'nai Torah to keep, but you have to remember it's a chumra. And, what? No, so we said before, during the vest, Tashvis is Aser. Chibe Venisha and Mita Akas is Machmer Tavalei Bracha. Now, on those, you technically do not have to be, Machmer, but just use your Seichel. They're not going to lead homes, they're not going to lead to whatever. You know, you should. The Oina before. It depends what the Oina is. If she saw at night, so the Azura is going to be during the day, 12 hours before. If she saw during the day, then the Azura is going to be at night. Now, the Azura is a Chumra. And there's, we're going to see soon that a lot of times a lady could have a lot of days in a row, especially if she's seeing earlier. You can pile up a lot of days. So, and if you have a couple of days in a row, then we make on the Arzurua. So, and depending on the situation, there could be a lot of scenarios which we would, yes, be make on the Arzurua, and depending on
the month. Start the placing in the Arzurua. Let's say the 31 is daytime, so then before.
It's not after that. You don't have to do that. Yeah, right, you don't have to do that. Okay, the other one is a flug. A flug is that the teva is that you see from the amount of days in between the rias. That's the amount of days which a person could set up a pattern. You see one day, then you see like 30 days later, 33 days later, and then you see next time 33 days later. That also could set up a ves kavua. It happens 3 times. It will be considered a ves kavua. Now, the way you count that flug is, again, the day you see is day one, and the day you see a second time also. Let's see now and 33 days later. So on day 33 is 33. It's also day one for the next cycle. And as you're counting it twice, it's day one of the next cycle and it's day 33 of the last one, and that's the way that's the way you do it. Now, how you kavei a vest and how you oiker a vest. In order to kavei a vest, you only kavei a vest kavua as we see it 3 times. It happens 3 times in a row, then as din a vest kavua, and we're going to lock the vest kavua in a second. If you see one time, it's a Ves Sheni Kavua, and it has a din of a Ves Sheni Kavua. What's the difference between a Ves Kavua and a Ves Sheni Kavua? If you have a Ves Kavua, so number one, it's much more Mekar Din, like we said before. If you miss a Bedika on a Ves Kavua, you're usher until you do a Bedika. So a Ves Kavua is much more Chamer. Also, to be Oiker a Ves Kavua, you have to pass it 3 times in order to get rid of it. Shinkin, Ves Sheni Kavua, once you pass it once, so then that already you... Uproot the vest shani kavua. Now, in terms of how do you uproot a vest, this is very important. And as a normal lady, when she sees this class over before I lose everybody, normally when a lady sees, right away you see, you should mark down. And directly, you mark it down 3 cleanness every time. You can mark down the day of the month. You can mark down day 30 and 31. And you can also be marking down the afloga. How many rias were between last... How many days were between last ria to this ria? Definitely you can mark down three things. Now, how are you going to oiker a vest? So the way you oiker a vest is you have to pass the time without seeing. If you don't pass the time without seeing, then you're not going to be oiker it. Therefore, if a lady sees earlier, it comes out you're not going to be oiker the vest. Let's say one month you see on hay of the month. The next month you see on gimel. You see gimel dalet hay. So you did not get rid of hay. Because being that you didn't pass hay without seeing, you weren't oiker it. Therefore, a lady who's seeing earlier every month, you could really add up a lot of days. So if one month they see hay, next month they see gimel. Next month they see bays. You see bays gimel dalet hay. So you never were oiker the day because you never passed it without seeing it. So you end up that you can end up piling up a lot of days. And then, by the way, like I said before, if you end up piling up a lot of days, so in that situation, don't be machmer or zeruah, just be machmer for the ikar yayim havest.
That's for all them? Yom afloga, yom chedesh, all them?
So it's negay for two things. It's negay yom chedesh, but negay afloga, so afloga also. Afloga is from ria to ria. Afloga is more pasha than they have to be machmer. Afloga is from ria to ria. That's the one where they say 33. The next month they see 27. So it's not a raya that I don't see 33. What's that flag? A flag is that the Teva lady is when she gets this amount of time and it builds up and it breaks down at that point. But if I never got to day 33, so there's no raya that I didn't see in day 33, that I don't see on day 33, I just didn't get there. Therefore, if you see earlier, that also, you're not going to get that flag then. So let's go off flag. Let's see day 33 and then the next month you see 27. So what are you going to do now? So you're going to start all over now. Day 27 is day 1. And you're going to have to count 27 from there and 33 from there. 6 days from now, you don't have to worry about because I plug it from ria to ria. So if I see now, I see day 27, so I'm going to do day 3, and the next one is 27. So I'm going to do 27 days and 33. That's gonna be the way which you go ahead and do it.
If she stops bleeding, unless she got a few days before this, she stops bleeding by day 33.
What do you say?
Is it because she's bleeding day 33 or because she didn't get a chance?
No. So this is a difference. Yom HaChodesh is only an issue if you see on that day. In other words, I see, let's say, Ches of the month. The next time I see Hey. I say Hey was on Ches, then I wasn't like Yom HaChodesh. If I see Aleph is going to Hey, and I stop, then Yom HaChodesh, it would be Oikrit. Why? Because Yom HaChodesh was saying, the day of the month, of course you see. And if you don't see, you're okay. A flogger, the whole best a flogger is the amount of time in between. I mean, I got the amount of time, so then even if I don't see them, there's no proof I didn't get to that amount. I ain't getting in terms of that amount of time. There are other vests mentioned one or two other quickly. There's something called Vesa Dilog that you see each time a little bit more. Eight, you see 32, 33, 34. Each day you're skipping a day. Or 18, 19, 20, 26, 27, 28. But each time you're seeing a little bit more, there's a tab of that lady could have a vest of you're skipping a day each month. That also is one of the vests which once in a while, which could come up. So in terms of a kaveh vest, so for Yom HaChodesh, so it's only considered a vest if you see the rias in the same oina. If I see dalet at night, next time I see dalet by day, and third time dalet by night, that's not considered a vest. It's only if they're all three at night, that's considered a vest. But if it were two during the at night, maybe if you see two of the same oina and the third one flows into it also, two at night and the third one you see the day before and it goes into it, that also be considered a vest. But if it's not considered the same vest, then it's not going to be considered the next set of vest. Who did buy a flog also? If you don't see the same oinus, if the second, third, and fourth one are not in the same one, you see every 33 days, but the second time was at night, the third time was by day, and the fourth time was at night, so then over there, that's not going to be considered a vest kavua, because it has to be amount of days and also the same amount of oinus. No, what do you mean? That what?
It's the same amount of time. It's
33 days, but...
39, 39,
39.
So it's not
midnight,
but it's the same amount of time.
No. We're not chesh for that. It has to be... We're not just chesh for the night. We're chesh for the night. You have to have the day and the night. You have to both come together. They have to go. That's not called Yimei Mevucha. Yimei Mevucha is that there's a certain range which ladies see. Between, let's say, 28 to 33. You know, or whatever. Whatever your wife, whatever it is. Whatever is normal for her to see. So the shadows in terms of Yimei Mevucha, there are some places which are machmeh that somebody says to me tonight, is it the share? You went to share at the Shaveh Mishkan, the person said, Vuchi, I asked her all those days after Biyasa. There's no Yehuda Ben Lamaisa. We're knowing not to be Machmer on Yemei Mavucha. You don't have to, you know, Pesach Yitzhak Salah, no Machmer. We're not Machmer. That those days you do not have to be Machmer Sin Maves. But like we said before, you have to be careful. You know, there's a days which is common for her to see, and she might see it. You have to be very careful for your Tashem Mita to make sure that you're not getting yourself into problems. Like I mentioned before, if she's staining, for sure you should stay away. And if your wife doesn't notice when she starts saying, it might be recommended in the days which is common for her to see, just to do a kinuach. Take something lightly colored and wipe around the outside. Don't do a bidika. Do a bidika, you get into problems. Just to make sure that she's not seeing before you have Tashem Mita, you know, it might be a kedaitik hanhoga to do. Right, if you're always going to have sveikas so and you can do it and you're not going to know what to do, so it's not America, you know, you don't have to do it. And if wife knows usually when she sees us, you don't have to do it. But if wife's not always in touch when she feels when she sees, then it's kedai to go ahead and do it. The Gemara says that Mubarak's and Musak is done the first 3 months. The Maisa nowadays, the Messias is. Sorry, the other way. The Gemara says only Musakas after first 3 months is next to Musakas. You only come Musakas after 3 months. The Maisa nowadays, the Messias is multiple Medonsi during pregnancy. The Maisa, most places are not Makal. That you do have to be Makal for Vestas the first 3 months, but it's usually not Negea, because by the time you figure out you're pregnant, so you pass through your Vestas, you pass your Inabenes, you pass the Yamachidas, you pass that Flaga, and once you pass the once, so you don't have to, there's no more Vestas once you pass it. Unless there's a Vest Kavua. But most people don't have Vest Kavua, it's pretty uncommon. But you're not going to figure out you're pregnant before day 30. 30 is from Riyah to Riyah. There's no 30. 30 is every, it's not every 30 days, that's 60. 30 is from when you see, 30 days later. So therefore, it's generally not negea that you can find out you're pregnant before the, unless you have a Vest Kavua. That's sometimes you're negea. Therefore, in general, it's not so negea. It's not so good that you do pregnancy tests all the time, to have pregnancy tests so handy in your house, because 25% of pregnancies have early miscarriages. And, you know, 35, yeah, if you have a period of 35, 38, it's probably, it was a pregnancy which had an early miscarriage. So in the olden days, they never knew they were pregnant. But therefore, it's not going to die just to have pregnancy tests always in your house. Wife checks, you know, every day, 31, 32, 33. Finally, she's pregnant. Day 34, she has a light miscarriage. You know, it's not going to die to go through all the emotional strain. And so it's not so recommended to always do that. In terms of Menachas, after birth, so the Gemara says technically you're Mislekas for 2 years, you don't have to worry about Vestas. Nowadays, in the season, it's not like that. Once, so they're Mislekas for a while they're nursing, but at some point, after a year, 9 months, 15 months, 18 months, depending on the lady, then people start seeing. So the luck is once, till she sees, you don't have to worry about anything. Once she starts seeing, and then already you should, she sees once, you should start keeping the Vestas, which are Mikra Daniel, start keeping the Chumras, but once she's seeing monthly, then it just comes regular, and you have to keep regular Vestas, even though it's within 2 years. A lady who's on pills, so the Kobaldika Psak is that if she's muchzik that it works for her, that she took 3 times pills, and she knows that it works, and she doesn't see, then you don't have any Vestas. You don't have to worry about anything. You're simple Salakas, and it works, you don't have to worry about any Vestas. Mashenkein, if we don't know that it works, and it's not proven by how it works, and then you should keep the Vestas, which are Ikar Adin. I to fish Hasad Chak, maybe the Mokhmi to be Mekel, but he was not Mokhsev by her, and Maisa, I guess, is Kashash. Let's go to Chazar. We spoke tonight basically about preparing for the Mikvah. We said the Ikar Chasitza, sorry, you have to make sure you get everything off. Lachil, get everything off. B'diavad, if she's Makbid on it, Makbid means that she would care about it on a regular day, or most people would care. That's because their problem. Mishin, you're not going to have to worry about. If she's in the mikveh, always go back. You know, don't wait till shaylas, because it could be a problem. In terms of cutting the nails, we said lachila, we try to cut down as much as possible. But if you go like that, then it's going to be okay. You have to comb out your hair for all the knots. You have to make about lice and nits. If you have a chash, then if you have it, start a week before combing and comb for a while. Maybe could die. There's some conditioners which kill it, and you have to make sure to get out all the chatzitz. You have to clean your teeth. Temporary filling, just said if you keep it there 30 days, then it's going to be okay. Make sure to take out contact lenses and overring. Make sure to soak the scabs. The chili should take them off. If not, go ahead and go ahead and soak it. Stitches your planet, taking out the problem. If not planet, taking out, just keeping there, then it's going to be okay. In terms of Ekevesis, we said the Ekevesis are day 30, 31, we mach with Tachumra, Yom HaChodesh, the day of the month, and Haflaga, Haflaga is Riyah for the Riyah. The Ekeves is the, if you see by day, that's the Ekeves. Those Ruas of Chumra, we do that by night. It's Chumra, which is Kedat Keep. On the Yom HaVest, we said Tashamit is Aser, Chivim Nishik is Mach Matavla Bracha, and Achakas don't apply. You have to do a Bedika on the Yom HaVest. On a Vest Kavua, it's going to be Aser Asher Tevdek, Veshen Kavua is going to be Mutter, Bedia, if you do a Bedika. Ask a lady who has Makas, very important. It's common for it to have scratches. Ask a shayla about it, doing Bedikas. Because with that cloud, if somebody's come to get Makas, we're going to make it not to do Bedikas on the Veshen Kavuas. Because Veshen Kavuas, whatever, we're Machmas to do Bedikas, but if you have Makas, it's not Kedai. The Zayin HaKin is much more important. Day 30, you're going to have to do. It's checkmate. Nothing to do. But the other ones, if it's common to have Makas, it's Kashai. It's very possible you would not have to go ahead. You would not have to go ahead and do Bedikas. Well, the way Oikar invests is by passing by it. If you don't pass by it, if only you have to be Choshes for it for the next month also. For a lady who's going earlier, you're going to have to go ahead and be Choshes for it. And the only way the Oikar is by going is by passing it. One very important lach I forgot to mention. A vest kavua, we said, three times makes a vest kavua. How you oikar it? You have to pass by it three times in order to be oikar it. If it ever comes back again one time, then it snaps back and turns back into a vest kavua. As a lady, let's say, has a vest kavua for 35. And she saw three times 35. And the next year, she saw 43. 42, 43, 48, she's oikar it. And then one time she sees 35, you're back to a vest kavua. And if we and you have a dinner vest kavua.
You weren't Korea vest. Another
vest. Right. Now in terms of vest kavua, I forgot to mention one thing that in terms of somebody has a vest kavua, what vest does you have to be choshish for? You have to be choshish with vest kavua. You have to be choshish, let's see, three times 33. Then next time you see 28. So the next month you have to choshish for 33 vest kavua, and also 28, because choshish maybe starting a vest sheni kavua. And if we have to be chayshish also for the things which you're maybe going to go ahead and be chayshish for. All the things which maybe you're doing or whatever. So next week I think we'll take a break. We're going to...